I've got one text for you this afternoon. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 22. The word of God says, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us." If there's one buzzword today in our nation, it's the word right. Right. Everybody has their rights. We hear about human rights, we hear about equal rights, we hear about gay rights, we hear about animal rights, we hear about all sorts of rights. We're here this afternoon to say there's one that we don't often hear about, and that's that God Almighty has rights, that God has divine rights. You won't hear Amnesty International talking about God's rights. You won't hear many more of the European Union talking about God's rights. But God has rights. And those rights are preeminent above all other rights. They're not equal rights. They're not equal to any other God. They're not equal with human rights. God's rights trump all other rights. His rights are predominant and preeminent. So allow me to show you from this text God's rights. First of all, we're told that the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. God has the right to be judge. The Lord is our judge. It's a very small thing indeed if I say that adherence to homosexuality is wrong. It's a small thing. It doesn't matter a hoot, really. It doesn't really matter a hoot if the people around me think that it's wrong. You would say that's right. But it works the other way too. Because it doesn't matter whether you think the homosexuality is right. It doesn't matter if all Belfast thinks that homosexuality is right. I'm not the king of your conscience. You're not the king of your conscience. God is the judge of every conscience. It's His verdict that ultimately matters. God's judgment. And if you make anyone else or anything else the judge of your conscience, you know what you're doing? You're doing the very thing that you are supposed to defend yourself. You're denying God's rights. You're the people who want to have rights. Everybody has their rights. But you're denying God his rights if you say that you can be your judge, or any other man for that matter. But God also has rights to be lawgiver. By virtue of God being our creator, and by virtue of you and I being dependent upon him creatures, God has rights to instruct us, to instruct man how to live his life. God is the creator. That's the only mandate that he needs to set down his law by which to instruct us and by which to govern us. And he has given us that law in the Bible. As creatures, not as Christians, but as creatures, all men are duty-bound before God to live according to his law. To pretend they're not there because we don't like them doesn't mean to say they've gone away. Doesn't change the fact that they're still there. We try to rewrite the bits that we don't like because it wins votes, as some of our politicians would do. Or because it's a 21st century and we've moved on. Or because we're all a little bit wiser today. Stupid. Because the Bible itself says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." You cannot break God's law. Our Prime Minister can rewrite marriage. But to be anything other than between one man and one woman doesn't stand. Doesn't stand. No one else can rub out. You know the letters UN? You can try to rub the letters UN out all you want. It doesn't change the fact that homosexuality is still unlawful and still unnatural. You can't rub the UN out is unnatural and it's unlawful. And to deny the Bible its proper place and its first place in your life as the law of your life is to do what you stoutly defend. You want rights. Give us our rights. It's to deny God's rights. God has the right to be your lawgiver. But he also has the right to be our king. As king, the Lord possesses righteous responsibility to punish all who break his law. God is not a constitutional king. He doesn't have a feather duster at his side, the way many people would like to imagine he had at his side. God is the omnipotent king who has a sword girt about his side. And by that, he will judge every man according to his works. You want to have equal rights. You want to have equal rights. Well, here's one for you. All of us have sinned. There's equal rights for you. You want equal rights? All of us, all the world has become guilty before God. It doesn't get any more equal than that. It doesn't matter if you're a king or whatever you are. All of us are sinful and guilty before God. It doesn't matter what capacity you're here today. It doesn't matter if you're a part of the parade. It doesn't matter if you're a part of the shoppers. It doesn't matter if you're a part of this service today. All of us are equally sinful and guilty before the law of God. And God as king, if he is to be a righteous king, he must punish lawbreakers. He must put us to death. He must lock us up in hell. That's the second death. That's the second death. The same God would never do that. Is to do what you want. You want the equal rights. God has rights. And God has rights to punish every one of us. But lastly, he also has rights to be our Savior. You see, I said at the start that God's rights trump all other rights. But there's one right God doesn't have. God doesn't have the right to forgive anyone unless his justice has been satisfied. God has not the right to pardon anyone unless an atonement has been made for our sin. For God to forgive a sinner without the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, God has lost the right to do that. He has become wrong. He must have justice. So here's the ultimate right that really matters to every human. It's in John chapter 1, verse 13. God, we're told, gave us the right to become sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. To believe in the name of him who is the judge and the lawgiver and the king and the only Savior. And you will have the right to become the sons of God.